Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
All right, guys, welcome to my live today. What we're going to be taking a look at is we're going to be looking at the real estate boom in 2020. Behind real estate surprise 2020 boom. So guys, as you already know, real estate is taking off right now through the roof. Surprisingly, after COVID-19, which is a few months ago, real estate just took off. It went through the roof. People ask me all the time, how's the market doing? How do you feel? Where do you feel things are going to be? You know, what do you think the market is doing right now? You know, so just so you guys understand, there was a boom right after the pandemic. Personally, I feel like people, you know, stayed at home during the pandemic and thought about it. Maybe I should go out and buy a property, you know, and let's face it. Home ownership is the key today in America. That's what most people are aiming towards, is obviously that American dream, right? So, you know, it was bound for that real estate boom to happen. Now, let's take a look at it. So, during this time period, home prices have been climbing steadily over the past few months, right? New home sales jumped to about 43%. In August compared to last year. That's a source that came from Fortune. So new home sales jumped 43% in August compared to last year. And again, that came from Fortune.com. In many markets, what we're seeing right now is the sales are driven by suburban properties and millennials and also first-time home buyers. So what we're seeing right now is a mass exodus from, let's say, Manhattan, right? Manhattan has a lot of listings, but the suburbs have low inventory. So like in the city, the inventory is through the roof, but out in the suburbs, like Long Island and those areas, the prices are going through the roof and inventory is low. So that's the thing, guys. I feel like people don't want to be around people anymore, right? So we've never really had a pandemic in many, many years that has swept in and really caused a problem. Like in the 2000s, we had things like SARS, which was contained pretty easily. Then we had things like Ebola, which was contained pretty easily. I remember Ebola. If they even thought that you had Ebola, they were coming to pick you up with the white suits and the mask and all that stuff. So that was easily contained. But the problem now lies in when we have a pandemic that stays for a long period of time. Now, I hear Governor Cuomo talking about shutting down New York City for another 2 weeks, right? But what really happens when we shut down the city? And I'm not saying we shouldn't shut down a city, because there has to be some kind of solution to get over this pandemic, this coronavirus issue, not pandemic issue, this coronavirus issue. There has to be some sort of way to get around this. But when you shut down the city, we have loss of jobs. And when people lose jobs, they can't buy homes because they don't have a job with income to pay for that property. So if we shut down for long periods of time, what it ultimately starts to do is it affects the real estate market in a lot of different ways. Because when we shut down again, like look at when was it? March. Look at March into April. All that time when the cities were locked down. And I'm not saying that a lockdown is not good. I'm just talking about, I guess, the cons of a lockdown, but I'm all for a lockdown, right? Because ultimately we have to stop the spread and save lives. So no one gets this messed up. So when they locked down in March going into April, they said, you know what? It's going to be 2 weeks, right? Don't worry about it. 2 weeks. Then 2 weeks turned into another 2 weeks. Then that 2 weeks, you know, turned into another 2 weeks. And it kept going on and on and on again, right? It kept going on and on and on again until it was, until jobs started to say, you know what, we're going to start cutting hours. So when jobs started cutting hours, I can tell you what happened here in real estate. A lot of people lost deals. So families that were getting ready to buy, they will call you and they'll say, hey, I lost my job, I can't move forward. So that's the thing about the pandemic. A lot does happen, but there were some good that came out of the actual pandemic. A lot of people stayed home with their families, right? And they thought about it. Well, you know, we've been sitting in this house forever. We're paying rent. We don't own it. Maybe we should buy. So a lot of those people decided to purchase homes. So right after the pandemic was over, boom, you had, you know, a lot of people on the market looking to purchase homes. And plus with the unemployment money, a lot of people was able to utilize that money to purchase properties, right? They probably saved up their money. They had the unemployment money coming in. They paid their bills. They were able to save up some money and then ultimately purchase a property, right? So that's the thing. And what we're seeing on the market right now is a lot of millennials purchasing and a lot of first-time home buyers purchasing. So why is it that it's millennials? Millennials are probably also the first-time home buyers. But why are we seeing a lot of millennials on the market right now? Because millennials, most of the time, you know, they just started their career. Some of them are at the height of their career. They're making good money. Some of them are business owners, you know, because there's so many different ways that you can make money now. So a lot of these millennials didn't necessarily lose jobs. That's another thing. You know, in the workforce, when it comes down to the workforce, it's sad to say, you know, they would rather get rid of a senior employee versus bringing on a new employee who's making less, but is new and they're vibrant and they're, you know, just face it, they're probably younger, you know, and they're new, they're vibrant. So during the pandemic, a lot of millennials did not lose their jobs. So that's why you're seeing on the market right now a boom in millennial buyers, because they kept their jobs and they most likely had jobs where you can work from home. You know, a lot of my friends are accountants. They're, they work in marketing. They work in startup companies. And a lot of these companies had positions available where millennials could actually work from home. So that's why we're seeing an uptick in millennial buying. I believe that a lot of millennials kept their job. They did not stay home, you know, but a lot of the older workforce, like the veteran workforce, was let go, and jobs will rather let go a senior person who's making a lot of money versus a new younger person who they can pay half of that salary. So that's what was also happening during the pandemic too, is that jobs were letting a lot of people go, but they were keeping the younger people. They were also hiring some people right after the pandemic, but I believe they were also hiring people and paying them less. And that's what a lot of jobs do. They'll rather bring you on board. They would have somebody for 20 years. That person is getting a high salary. Then they give that person what we call the silver handshake, right? They give them a package They give them a package. I think it's like a furlough or something they call it. They give them a package. They let them go, right? And a lot of people got that during the pandemic. All right. So now, let's keep it moving. Let's talk a little bit. So now, relocation efforts. So we said that a lot of the homes that are being sold right now are being purchased by obviously first-time homeowners and millennials, and we assume that the first-time homeowners are millennials, because millennials probably never owned a home before. This is going to be their first time, but just look at it from that perspective. And we're also talking about the market, guys, because if you just joined the live, this is a question I get a lot from people. How is the market doing right now? The real estate market is booming. So at the beginning of this live, I told you guys about inventory flying off the shelf, right? There's a lot of buyers, but not enough inventory. So when you have a lot of buyers, but not enough inventory, we have what's called a seller's market. So the seller, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's explore that before we talk about relocation. So when we get into a seller's market, this is a very important time for sellers. So if you're thinking about selling your home, this is a great time to sell your home, because in a seller's market, the seller has the upper hand. Right now, you go out to show a property, you get a listing, you know, there's 30, 40 offers. I mean, it has to be like a really, really hot property to get 40 offers, but you may have like 10 offers, 15 offers coming in on that particular property. So that's what I'm saying. When it's a seller's market, it's good for the seller because a lot of buyers are coming to the market. But let's ask ourselves, where are a lot of these buyers coming from? A lot of these buyers are coming from the cities. So if you live in an area like Long Island, your area is booming. In the city right now, we're seeing a lot of listings. But in the suburbs, it's a mass exodus to the suburbs right now, right? Our market is doing so well based on a lot of people leaving the city and coming to Long Island. So let's take a look at it. A lot of sales are happening here in the suburbs, but in the boroughs, they're seeing more listings. It's more of a, I would say, it's probably still a seller's market, but it's a little balanced in those areas, all right? Now, in the suburbs, I was reading an article the other day in Newsday, and you guys can look up this article as well. They're saying that sales in the suburbs are up 67%. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, I would think after COVID, the market would go down. I'm like, no, the market actually went up. It actually went the other way, right? So the market is up right now in Long Island, or the suburbs itself, 67%. It's an article that Newsday released right after the pandemic. You guys can check that out. All right. Now, I personally feel like people want to be away from people, because in the city, right, that's why a lot of people are relocating. In the city, you're very close to people, right? And most people don't drive in the city. So you have to take an Uber. You have to take the trains. You know, you live in an apartment building. You see what I'm saying? It's so much going on around people in such a way that you ultimately have to just be around people every day. So what people are doing is they're getting out of the cities. They're trying to go to the suburbs where it's not so much people around, like way out in Suffolk. You go out there, your neighbor is probably about 5 minutes away, right? People want to be away from people right now. That's the way they're looking at it. Hopefully they come out with a vaccine really soon and it can start to rectify things. So let's talk about seller's market. So I touched a little bit on what a seller's market actually is. I'm going to touch on it again. It's a seller's market right now. A seller's market simply means that there's less inventory, but there's a lot of buyers on the market. So I want to go a little deeper with that. When there's a lot of buyers on the market, but not enough inventory, ultimately what happens is the seller can charge top dollar. And as a buyer, if you're thinking about buying a property or selling a property, these are things that you should know. So when your agent tells you, well, it's a seller's market right now, you understand exactly what that means. Because if my agent tells me it's a seller's market, that simply means I have to come aggressive with my offers. I have to be available to go see homes. I have to make sure that I have all my documents in place, my pre-approval, everything in place. So what it simply means, guys, when it's a seller's market, it means that, again, there's a lot of buyers, not enough sellers, so which means that the prices are going to be higher because the seller can get what he wants, he or she wants. If you're not willing to pay it, who cares? There's a bunch of other buyers on the market. That's simply what this market means, is that if you're not willing to pay, I'm asking $500,000. If you're not willing to pay $500,000, oh, well, there's another buyer on the market. There's not enough inventory. And let's talk about supply and demand. When there's not enough inventory on the market, then we go into supply and demand. What supply and demand means that there's a shortage over here. And being that there's a shortage over here, there's a lot of people trying to get the same thing. So prices are being pushed through the roof. Because people ask me all the time, why are the prices so high? The prices are so high because of supply and demand. We know that. That's basic economics. Basic economics. If there's too much, if there's minimal supply and too much customers for that particular product, then the prices are just going to go through the roof, which is what's going on, all right? And even properties that need repairs, homes that need repair are flying off the shelf. Usually, homes that need repair will be a deal killer, right? A buyer will come in, they'll start picking at things. Oh, the roof needs this, that needs that. But now, these properties are flying off the shelf. Even fixer-upper properties is what I'm saying. If you guys don't know what I'm saying, properties that need repair, also called fixer-upper, TLC properties, tender loving care. They need a little tender loving care. You will see that on the listing. Those properties are flying off the market because people know that it's a seller's market and they have to grab, if they're trying to buy a home, they have to buy something because you don't know what the future holds. We don't know what the future holds. There's a quote online that says the best time to buy a home was 5 years ago, okay? Rents are also through the roof. Landlords are charging top dollar for their apartments. Landlords are charging top dollar for their apartments because they understand, if they're in the business, they understand that the market is crazy right now. There's a lot of buyers on the market, but not enough sellers. So buyers are probably not able to find homes. So rents are through the roof, especially in the suburbs. Rents are through the roof, right? In the city right now, you probably will be able to find like a nice apartment for a good amount, especially commercial. If you're looking for commercial, like commercial property, you probably could find a nice commercial property right now for a good price. Because of COVID, people are really not taking commercial properties like that. So you probably would be able to find a nice commercial property for a good price right now. But residential in hot areas like the suburbs where sales are up 67%, please believe that rents are also up as well. That's the way it works, guys. All right. So I'm going to get ready to end the live. We've been on. I see we're going on 20 minutes. We've been on. But listen, happy Thanksgiving as well to everybody who's listening to this. I will also have this broadcast also on YouTube as well. And make sure you tune into my lives. I'm usually live every day, 10 a.m. on my Facebook page. You know, I want to be able to give you guys the information. As you've seen, the live was really good today. Make sure you tune in. Share this as well. Share it on your page. Share it with a friend, family member, who's probably thinking about purchasing. And also, if you're thinking about buying a home, we can help you to purchase a home. If you're thinking about selling a home, we can also help you to do that. I'm also an investor. If you're an agent and you're listening to this particular information, and you may have properties that you consider to be great investment deals, I'm looking for more properties to purchase. So please send it to me. I'm an all cash investor. I'll take a look at the property. I'll get back to you right away, and I'll let you know if it's a deal that I would like to take. And I don't care where it is. It could be in all five boroughs here in New York, or just within New York, properties that you may have. Just let me know, and I will take a look at it and get back to you immediately. So I appreciate you guys jumping on the live. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And before we run, you know, make sure you enjoy Thanksgiving with your family today. Try to reach out to people, because this is probably one of the most important Thanksgiving that we've had ever, right? Based on the pandemic and what has happened, this is probably one of, you know, the most important Thanksgiving holidays ever. You know, there's so many people, thousands of people died during the pandemic. This is the time for us to really, you know, spend it with family, be around family, reach out to family. You know, life is just so short. We just don't know what tomorrow will bring. You know, life is really short, and just make sure this Thanksgiving specifically that you are spending it with the right people. All right. You don't have to spend it with everybody, but just with the right people. All right. Definitely, guys. So share this live. Let people know. I go live pretty much every day at 10 a.m. I just like to share information about real estate. I'm very, very happy with real estate. It has changed my life, and I want to do that for my community with sharing information with you guys. So that way you guys are able to take this information, get investment properties, do what you have to do. If you just jumped onto the live, make sure you replay it so you get all the information that I went over. Listen, I'm grateful to have you guys watching right now. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Have a billion-dollar day. I'll definitely see you guys at the bank, definitely on the beaches of the world. Enjoy.
To find out more on how you can get started in real estate, call 516-998-3099. And email all your questions and ideas for future podcasts to email cash@cashwaynekemble.com. Check out the links in the description to connect with Cash Wayne on social media. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast.